At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. I'm Harris, that's Meringue. With you for one more hour in the big nooner here, and then we'll send you over to the Ducks Insider with Joey Mack. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's prime time. 3 to 5 today, as they are a quick turn and burn due to the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. See, Rust, I listen to your updates.
See, there we go.
I listen to your updates. It'll be a Rust Sukanic edition.
It's going to be a whole lot of Suk and me.
It's a whole lot of Rusty Suk. Is that a good way? Sure. Or is it a Suk Rust?
It's a rusty souk.
Both of those make me a little uncomfortable.
And he's been gone. He's been in Portugal for a week.
So yeah, today
bet she's got cool stories.
Triumphant return from Europa.
I'm sure he's got some great stories. Welcome back, Jason.
I want to ask him what he thought of the Sleep Token concert.
Oh yeah,
because he showed up there.
You can hang around and wait till three, Danny, if you want.
I'll just text him.
I was gonna say I have a sneaking suspicion that might not come up in the first segment.
No. It was weird.
Let me tell you about this concert I went to 2 weeks ago.
No, it's weird. It's like, I'm trying to think of a stranger place to see a wild Sukanic appear. Portugal or a Sleep Token concert?
I mean, Portugal. A big concert in the city he lives in?
I know, but just it was a random thing. Like, of all of the people that I know in my life, very low on the list of, I expected to see you here tonight.
Coming up this hour, we'll get to...
I think we all know, though, that Suk is always, he's one of those dudes, he's always up for just about anything.
Yeah, he's down for the cause. Man is down for a good time. Coming up
real
this hour,
man.
We will get into the state of Florida and college football, as Friday night was not very kind to the number two team in the nation, nor their quarterback. And what finally happened. And we'll get to Billy Napier and the Florida situation. Is Florida a great job? That's the question I want to ask. Do you want Lane Kiffin at Florida? We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But let's get back into this Blazers situation. If you missed, we chatted a lot about this in the first hour, talking about the new contracts handed out to Tumani Kamara and Shaedon Sharpe, who are both locked up on what seemed to be pretty team-friendly deals. But I want to use this opportunity to kind of chat about Joe Cronin and where we are with Joe Cronin. Look, I don't think Joe was in the most awesome position when he got the job. I think it was a tough, tough spot to be in. Realizing you've got to build this team around a superstar that wants to win now, and then realizing that superstar wants out. I don't think that is an easy task for anybody to handle. But since then, he has found Tumani Kamara. He has found Denny Avdia. He has drafted Shaedon Sharpe, Donovan Klingon, Young Hansen, and Scoot Henderson, okay? Mm-hmm. A young, in theory, core. He got a king's ransom for Damian Lillard, who now plays for his team again. Mm-hmm. And all points saying, I think Joe's done a really good job. And I think these contracts that he handed out kind of prove that. Whether they hit or not, we'll see. Like, does Shaden go to where we think he can go? We'll find out. Mm-hmm. Does Scoot take that step when he gets healthy? We don't know. We'll find out. But I think as a GM, this is the route you need to go. And these are the risks and assets you need to gain and take to make sure that you put yourself in a position to win. Look, if Scoot and Shaden and Klingon, let's just use those three, okay? Our future big three, as you can call it. Mm-hmm. If they don't hit, he will take the blame and he'll lose his job for it. But in a market like Portland, where it's hard to get free agents and it's mm-hmm. hard to get guys to commit here long term, you're doing everything you can. And I tip my cap to Joe Cronin heavily, especially after these two contracts, because I love him.
Well, I mean, you take a look at all of the ancillary moves that could have been made, or not even ancillary, the different moves that could have been made with hindsight. Scoot Henderson, would Amen Thompson be better? Probably.
Would Brandon Miller be better?
Well, to be clear, like I firmly believe that if the Blazers were picking two, they would have taken Brandon Miller, because look at what they've built with this team.
Mm-hmm.
They like 6'8", 6'9" guys that can do stuff.
That's the truth.
Like, yeah.
Somebody told me, who would have thought the Blazers are good to go on the wing all of a sudden?
Yeah. So all of a sudden, it's like, yeah. And for all the people who sit out there and say, you carry the Blazers' water, you like Joe, blah, blah, blah. No, Joe's selfishly just doing the thing that I wanted them to do. They went from the least athletic, smallest team in the league to one of the biggest, most athletic teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point blank. And like that's a huge, huge deal. Like,
they're going to be a top defensive team in the league with the identity from their head coach, yeah, who is a defense guy. Talk about identity.
Yes.
And we talk about identity all the time.
They have two giant centers in Young Hansen and Donovan Klingon.
Very raw.
But the idea of like what they want them to be and how they want to go about it. Denny and two are
Duncan
two,
Robinson, dare I say?
I mean,
sorry, I'm just high on my own supply over
Denny
here.
Denny and two and
he has not been that good in Miami.
Yeah.
What?
Duncan Robinson.
Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
I understand.
Yeah. Just not Duncan Robinson.
That was a good joke.
That was pretty good.
I liked it. He didn't follow.
No, I did. But I was just, yeah. We'll go with this.
Boo. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Two, Denny, Jeremy, like multiple positional wings, like even picking later in the first round with Chris Murray, another like multi-positional, versatile wing. Scoot, unfortunately, with the hamstring, we don't get to see what he looks like. Shaden was a big upswing. You know, it very much looks and sounds like both the Blazers and Pelicans in that draft were looking at between Shaden Sharp and Dyson Daniels. Dyson Daniels is a very, very good defensive player. Offensively, yeah. It's tough.
It's a little Tumani Kamara.
Different, but yes, yeah. He's more disruptive, but not nearly as versatile, because two sizes makes him incredibly versatile. He's a guy who's literally guarded Jokic and Giannis and also every point guard in the league. It's very weird. But Shaden's upside on offense is significantly higher than a guy like Dyson Daniels. And if you want to get split hairs again with Scoot versus Amen Thompson, nobody looked at Amen as being a guy over Scoot. Because as great as Amen is, and you talk about his athletic profile and a wing and defense and all those kind of things, Amen can't shoot. I mean, not in the sense of like, he's okay. Like, cannot shoot. So if you're...
And that is the last thing this Blazer team needs.
Especially at that point in time, you're like, oh God, somebody has to be able to create and have gravity and do something with it. And not just be a guy who gets down to the paint.
Now, as pointed out on the YouTube chat here, I think Scoot is still going to be a bust, but that is my only complaint. I don't know where I am with Scoot.
I don't think he's a bust.
I don't know where I am, is what I'm saying. But
yeah.
to this listener's point, that's maybe the biggest, I don't want to say mistake. That might be the biggest complaint about Joe Cronin, is he's gotten everything right except the offense. Where is the offense? And that's the little bit of the, that's my only concern. But hell, I'll tell you what, man. You're in a small market like us with an NBA team, and that's like the only fish in town. To only have that complaint is pretty nice. Because let's go to the other side of town with our local team in the Timbers, who cannot score goals and love giving them up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a tough world sometimes. And, that's the issues we have with the front office when it comes to the Timbers. If my only issue is can't find scoring, there is a ton of scoring in the NBA. They will figure that out. Maybe the answer is Shaden. Maybe that's the answer. Sure. Maybe Denny takes a step forward offensively. Donovan takes a step forward offensively. Maybe Scoot does hit, and that's where your offense comes mid-game. But I'll tell you what, if this team starts to play really, really well with these two guys locked up for the future and more draft picks, as someone else pointed out, really good potential picks in 28 and 29, then you might attract not a Kevin Durant, but maybe somebody like that. You might attract a vet that can score like that.
Forget attract. Remember, they still have those Bucks picks.
That is true. You can flip them for somebody.
Those are juicy. And, you know, Giannis, you know, his family moving back overseas and him hinting about playing overseas in Greece. It's like, if the Bucks suck all of a sudden.
Go get Giannis. I think it would be a really weird fit. But do you want your picks back? We'll take Giannis.
He's not going to leave his two brothers behind in Milwaukee.
Okay, you can bring your brothers.
I'm talking about what if those picks all of a sudden skyrocket in value?
Oh, because they will. Because the Bucks are going to be bad.
Because they have nothing left. Because they paid everything.
There is no way Giannis is still on that team in 28-29. And when Giannis is gone, whether he's in Greece or on the Warriors, it's not going to be pretty for them.
No.
So, and that's where I live. Outside of offense, kudos, Joe.
No,
well done.
This is where
they're at. As a Blazer fan, if I take my radio hat off and put my Blazer hat on, I'm pretty happy with you, bud.
You can pick and choose and pick which side you want to fall on certain things, whether it's Scoot, whether it's Shaden, whether it's drafting Young Hanson. Like, and that's the other thing. Is like, what if Hanson ends up being a dude? I know guys in the league that as talent evaluators or that are like, I told you this off air the other day. I had somebody come up to me and go, I think Young Hanson like could be a guy.
It's awesome.
And it's a guy that I trust very much so in his talent evaluation. He's been a long, long, long time scout. And he was gushing over Hanson. And I was like, I don't think I've seen you do this over a guy in a long time. He's like, yeah, he's got some stuff. And so there's what was the post Neil O'Shea era of good luck.
Yeah. And
there's no draft capital. There's no money. Young guys. There's nothing.
You think we hated the Neil O'Shea era? He didn't leave us much when he left.
No. Yeah. I mean,
guys, move on.
Yeah. No, there was, oh God, I forgot about that. Oh my God.
Really? I feel like I hear that drop every day in my life.
Just tickles up my spine and not the good kind. The path was very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now the path isn't wide open. You weren't the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the path is wider now.
Mm-hmm.
There are more branches that you can go out and be successful. And that's what you hope for with a young team. That's the hope.
As this texter points out, said it before and I'll say it again, give me a tough, scrappy, high-energy team and I'll watch all day. I'm right there with you, man. I don't need my teams to be greatness. Hell, most of my teams are garbage. Like, I've lived in a world where my sports fandom has never really seen the pinnacle. Okay, my team has been to 3 World Series in my lifetime, didn't win any of them. I watched the Timbers win an MLS Cup
and
lose 2 more.
3 World Series, that's not normal for most teams
in the last
25 years.
2 of them we lost in Game 7.
Yeah. How does that
Extra innings.
How does that make you feel?
Real terrible. I cried in both of them. You know? I'm a Blazer fan. I was not alive when they won a title. Yeah. I don't have an NFL team anymore because...
You seem like you would be a Bills fan.
No, I was a Charger fan growing up.
I know, but I mean, like, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, just, like, continuous?
Just searching for pain.
I'm a Liverpool...
Yeah, I was going to say, just look in terms of getting almost somewhere, and they'll be like, nope, just kidding.
I'm a Liverpool fan, and they've won a couple leagues, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And now they suck again, and I'm like, whoo, back to normal.
You are kind of Charlie Brown, aren't you?
Very much so, dude.
That ball's getting pulled out from underneath you.
Every single time, and I'm always running up to kick it. Congrats to Shaden Sharp and to Monty Kamara, as you will be Blazers for many moons to come. And kudos to Joe Cronin on a job well done, in my opinion. A job well done. We come back, we'll slide over into college football as another coach gets turfed. How good is this job? And who would you want for this job? Billy Napier out at Florida. Finally, 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
503-864-6326, the fan text line. Also hang out with us in the YouTube chat. We're talking Blazer culture over there. That's another thing, real quick, to wrap that up before we get into Billy Napier in Florida. That's another thing that I think speaks a lot of volumes to Joe Cronin. I think the culture, and you would know this, Danny, because you spend so much time around it, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like guys are bought in, and it feels like guys want to be in Portland and want to be a part of whatever this is or whatever this could be. And that's huge, man. In the NBA, look, paid athletes in any sport are extremely selfish and ego-driven, but no more so than in the NBA. And if you can create a bought-in environment and a good culture, that speaks loudly. And that's where I give Chauncey a lot of love, too, yeah. Even though I'm very critical of him as an X's O's guy. That's where I give him a ton of credit.
And that's where I've always said about CB, like where they land with that stuff. The X's and O's, I've had my complaints, stuff like that. But as far as respect goes, relationships with those guys go, his ability to communicate and for those guys to ride with him, that's never really been a question. Mm-hmm. Like just talking to the players and understanding the relationships and how he's able to kind of move and work with those guys. That has been the thing. I've said this on record so many times. The same thing I said about Terry. Like, oh, their teams don't really play defense. I'm like, well, they did when they had defensive players. And when he leaned into, like, the heavy offense, it's because he had a boss that was demanding that he win. So it goes.
When you have a starting five and none of them are top 100 defenders in the league, it's going to be tough to play defense.
He's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to lean real hard in that offense and go deal with it kind of a deal. Yeah. But Joe Cronin and his front office, this is something I've talked to them about over the last couple of years. They have prioritized not only bringing in guys with that mentality and that buy-in, but and this doesn't happen all that often in sports. And I didn't know what I'd think about it in general until I kind of saw it up close and personal. They have prioritized bringing in good dudes. Like, genuinely good dudes. Like, if you don't like Drew Holiday as a human, it is a you problem.
Well, I don't know Drew, so no opinion on
it. I'm telling you, as a professional.
Although, Drew, if you're out there, I would love to buy you a cup of coffee.
I'm just saying, as a professional.
Or maybe a tequila soda.
As a professional, he is one of the most well-respected dudes in the entire league.
So kudos to Joe Cronin on that. Coming up Wednesday is season opener. We'll carve out a good chunk of time, talk some more Blazers. We'll look around the NBA as well. Kind of a fun NBA day. Plus, Tyson Alger will wrap up Ducks from this weekend. And looking forward to the Grateful Dead Wisconsin game. Billy Napier was finally turfed at the University of Florida. We saw that coming. They're going into a bye this week. We'll have a fun conversation tomorrow about how you go about firing a coach, because what Florida did with Billy Napier and what Florida State's doing with Mike Norvell are two very, very different things. Penn State did to James Franklin is also very different than all this. But Billy Napier's out in Florida, and, you know, I think we keep asking these questions about certain jobs when they become open. I know we did at Penn State when they turfed James Franklin, and we will when Florida State does turf Mike Norvell, because I do think that's going to happen. I don't know how great this Florida job is because every guy they've brought in over the last 20 years, 9-3, 10-3, 9-4 ain't good enough and they get turfed. And I just, sometimes you have to look around the SEC and know what you're getting into. Saban wasn't rolling at Bama. Kirby wasn't rolling at Georgia when you had Urban Meyer. It was ripe for the taking then. And he did. And was a very, very good Florida program. It also helped that you had NFL dudes. Oh, and a guy named Tim Tebow, who's a top five college player of all time. Yeah. I don't know how good this Florida job is.
So
if I'm Lane Kiffin, I don't know if that's worth leaving Ole Miss for.
So if you have been there this century, why can't you get back there? Not in this century, within the last 20 years, why can't you get there?
You can. You can. They have resources. Okay. They have money.
Then why isn't it that great of a job?
I don't know. I don't know, but it feels off. And maybe
what feels off?
That they can't find a guy.
Okay. Here's another SEC
that whoever's
school.
hiring coaches down there is doing a poor job of
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fair. That's entirely fair.
Which leaves me to wonder how much do I trust their other decision making?
Okay. Texas A&M. Did anybody want that job?
Nope.
Okay, where are they at right now?
Number 4 in the nation.
What did they end up doing? Did they go get a coach that fixed it?
Yeah.
In Elko?
They did. But I don't know if I trust Florida to do it.
Okay.
I didn't trust A&M to do it, and I was wrong.
Texas A&M is a literal cult.
Yeah, I know. I know. I didn't trust them to do it, and they did. But we'll see.
But that's my point. Because
Texas A&M's got a lot in front of them and not much behind them.
We were throwing darts about the schools that have jobs and where they sit. Where did Florida land on that list?
Pretty high.
It was at the very top of the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were talking about Penn State, Florida. Remember, we actually said Penn State, Florida. Like, that's where we were. It was like... The blue bloodiest of blue blood jobs in the entire country are the Notre Dame's, Ohio State's, Michigan's, Alabama, Georgia, USC, Texas.
Yeah.
That's the list.
That's the list. Everybody else goes tier two.
But that tier two includes Penn State, Florida, Florida State, Oregon,
Miami.
Like, you just kind of run down the list of
Wisconsin.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's a good job. Oklahoma.
Yeah. But like, yeah. A&M. Like, yeah. But here's the thing. You have those expectations at A&M because there's so much money. You have those expectations at Penn State. You have those expectations at Florida because of the money, the fan bases, the success, all those things. I understand. You have to be the right guy. That's the thing.
And they haven't found that.
No.
Yeah.
And I thought they did with Napier. But.
Nice guy Napier?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything I read was like, they're tired of nice guy Napier. Go get bad boy Kiffin. I don't think that's a good move for Kiff, being honest.
I can tell you this, at bare minimum, Lane Kiffin's getting a pay raise. He's in a Cignetti this thing.
Oh, yeah.
At bare minimum, he'll be
a top five paid coach in college football.
Whether it's at Ole Miss or somewhere else.
Well, good point. LSU's in that second tier, too.
Yeah, LSU also in the second tier. Yeah.
They're going to be looking for a coach.
Probably. Ooh.
What?
Bayou Lane?
No.
Bayou Lane?
No.
Ooh.
They'll kill him in Alabama.
Bayou Lane?
They'll kill him in Tuscaloosa.
You caught on.
I'm just saying. Does Lane like being the villain?
Yes, he does.
Just throwing that out there.
That defensive prowess at LSU with some offense
kind of
finally.
Kind of takes care of itself. Imagine Lane Kiffin running the offense with that defense.
Yeah.
Imagine a quarterback at LSU. Huh. Imagine Lane Kiffin with Joe Burrow.
Huh. It would be really good. It would be really good. It would be really, really good.
Mm. We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis, open Cajun restaurant, go Beavers.
It could happen.
Lane just finds guys and turns them into dudes.
Yeah, I don't think Lane's taking another SEC job unless it's Alabama.
He ain't getting that job.
What?
Kalen Burr ain't going nowhere.
DeBoer keeps on winning.
16-3 against top 25 teams.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
16-3.
All right, we come back. We'll stay in the state of Florida as Cristobal. Well, you're doing Cristobal things, huh? Or is this more of a Carson Beck situation? Miami in a rough spot, but first we'll turn it to Russ with sports.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, you can't count on much. Can always count on Social D, though. Can always count on Social D. Also, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Well, I didn't have it coming this weekend, but Mario's got a Mario. What'd they fall to? Number 9?
I'm going to fight you on this one.
As Louisville takes down the Miami Hurricanes, watching on TV, saw Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis both in the house. And that's how you do it, my friends. You trying to get hyped? You trying to keep your program in the limelight? Bring back your famous alumni. It's great. Why not? Like Gary Payton. That's what I would do if I were Oregon State. Gary Payton would be in a suite at every game possible if I could.
Him, Steven Jackson, Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Except for, I guess, I forgot who Gary Payton is. My bad.
Yeah, everybody forgets who Gary Payton is. Yeah, 10, 15 years from now, nobody will know who Gary Payton is.
Exactly. The Rogers brothers, too, of course.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Nobody at that institution will remember the greatest players in their organization's history.
It's James and Jaquizz, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do you think James is ever mad that he didn't get a cool name like Jaquizz?
Like Quiz?
Like, he's like, Mom. She's like, sorry, son, but your grandfather was James and you're James now.
Jimmy.
It's like, well, then why didn't you call him like John? Why did he get Jaquizz, dude? This ain't fair, Mom. It's like that commercial I have to hear all the time. And Mom says, oh, you smell good. And he goes, I love you too, Mom. She goes, I didn't say that.
Oh, I never said that.
Makes me feel the same way. Like, come on, Mom. Why didn't I get a cool name? Miami goes down to Louisville in Carson Beck's worst game of his career. It's not close. He was pretty, pretty bad. In that game, that offense just could not get going. Louisville, nice little team.
I was going to say, I want to reach under the table right now and grab my horn and toot it a little bit. Because about a month ago, when we were looking at Miami's schedule.
I don't want to hear about you reaching under the table for anything.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
I'm going to toot my horn. When we were going through the schedule during a break, I go, don't sleep on that Louisville game. That Louisville game is a game that Miami, if they mess around, they will lose.
Yeah, Louisville turned out to be a really nice team. Their only blemish is Virginia, who's a ranked team.
And Virginia's offense
shouldn't
pretty damn
be
good.
A ranked team. Mm. Just throwing that out there. They should have lost.
Neither should
this
Michigan. With that being said, Miller Moss goes out there. Like, I saw Miller Moss at USC. I know what he's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Good quarterback. I'm telling you right now, if James Franklin had gotten Miller Moss in the transfer portal and said, sorry, bud, Aller, you got to go. James Franklin wouldn't have been fired. James Franklin wouldn't have been fired. Miller Moss is a above average, very good college quarterback.
Yeah.
But with that being said, Louisville didn't make mistakes. Carson Beck made all of them.
All of them.
And I don't. I know you were going back and forth. We were texting this weekend about Cristobal. I think this is on Beck. I think Beck. This is the reason why Kirby said, "See you later, Carson."
Yeah, I think so too. I think he's just such an easy punching bag. He's such an easy punching bag. But you know, Miami sits here in a good position again. Okay, you lost. All right, you got to clean some stuff up. You get to see what you did wrong. You have a real hard conversation with Carson Beck. You can't do that again. This is your freebie.
Yeah, you can't throw your teammate under the bus either, Carson.
You can't do that. Can't do that at all, Miami.
When you throw four picks, that's on you, dog.
And you're lucky in the ACC. Things are pretty still wide open.
Yeah, everybody's got a loss.
Everybody's got a loss except for Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
They are undefeated.
Well, they're the one.
You're going to have to deal with them, but this is a loss at the right time. It's kind of like Oregon against Indiana, you know. Now, Indiana is a far superior team than Louisville. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's nice to get punched in the face.
Better now than later.
Or throw up all over yourself, mm-hmm. as Carson Beck did. Because, yeah, you can learn from it and get better. And I expect this Miami team to be better. That defense is still really, really good.
They're still a top 10 team.
Mm-hmm.
So I had said all year coming into this game that Miami had the best resume. They no longer do.
I think they still have the best resume.
Lost to Louisville? I don't think they do.
Yeah, because Notre Dame's got it rolling right now. South Florida is a really tough G6 team. I don't care. Florida State was playing well at the time. I know the bottom has fallen out from that pretty quickly, and same with Florida. But, dude, Notre Dame, South Florida, Florida, Florida State, and your loss is Louisville, dude, I think that resume is still pretty nice.
As weird as it is to say, A&M's got a pretty good resume.
Their resume is Notre Dame, Auburn,
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, good little team.
And they beat the crap out of
them. Good little team down there in Cowbell Nation.
A&M throttled Florida, and I don't care what you say about Florida.
Florida's got guys. Their defense is nasty.
Yeah, and they hung 34 on them. And then they A&M beat Arkansas 45-42. Remember, that was the game I was like, this weekend, I expect A&M to win. Don't be surprised if Talon Green goes out there and causes problems.
And I was like, I'm not watching this game at all.
And it turned out to be the best game of the weekend.
Yeah, it turned out to be a really good game.
But A&M and then Alabama. Alabama's resume, outside of the Florida State loss, they have beaten Georgia, Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee. Four straight wins.
Georgia and Vandy are top 10 teams.
Alabama has four straight wins against top 25 opponents.
Kalen DeBoer, dude.
Not only have four straight wins against top 25 opponents, they have four straight wins against SEC top 25 opponents.
Pretty good.
I think the stat is that is the first time that has happened.
Oh, I have no idea. But
Alabama currently has the best resume in college football.
Well, they got the Heisman Trophy winner, the Tiesman.
Tiesman's pretty good, man. It's a good name.
It's a good name. It's a good Heisman Trophy.
But yet,
and USC or sorry, University of Miami. They've got it's light on the way out.
Yes.
SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, Pitt.
They should win all of those games. They should. Handedly. Now,
they got Stanford. What day of the week is the 25th? Is the 25th a Saturday?
Saturday.
No, it's not.
October 25th is a Saturday.
October 25th is a Saturday.
Yes, it's a week after my birthday. So, okay. Yes, I know
for
a fact.
I was just thinking, dude, I'm going to watch a Stanford game again this week.
Why?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
God, you are a hipster.
I don't know, dude.
I liked them before they were
my Stanford Cardinal, dude. They just beat Florida State. Let's go.
You're just going to sit there watching that like a Clockwork Orange with your eyelids being held open.
Hey, man, someone's got to give them ratings, all right? It's going
to
be me.
You don't have to.
No, you do.
You don't have to.
They didn't break up the Pac-10. I'm not upset with them. They're good peeps.
I mean, they didn't care.
You ain't got to do S, but pay taxes and die.
Mm-hmm. Simple things in life.
Okay, maybe I'm groveling to my father-in-law. Maybe
there
you go. I am.
There it is.
Maybe I am doing a little bit. Hey, sneaky little team. No. Sneaky little Stanford team.
You must have had a good dinner this weekend.
Dude, I wonder, what if Stanford beats Miami?
Buddy.
Buckle up.
I mean, what do you get the old father-in-law, you know? You get him a little something?
I have no idea. I have no idea. He'd probably be like, oh, I didn't watch the game.
Get him a little bit of dirt from the field.
I didn't watch the game. Mm. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap up shop, look ahead at Monday Night Football tonight, and take any of your last comments. Fan text line 503-864-6326. We are 105.1 Portland Sports Leader, The Fan.
The firm of Harris & Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the Closing Arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us today on this fine program on a Monday. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have the World Series set, so we'll know what's going on there. Get into some more college football. Free consultation tomorrow, 12:15 as well, so get those in for tomorrow. And I'd like to have an exploratory conversation about how to fire a coach, because we've seen three different ways in James Franklin, Billy Napier, and most likely, Mike Norvell.
I mean,
do you know, I read this crazy thing to talk about Mike Norvell real quick before we get into Monday Night Football tonight. They did some calculations. If they were to turf Mike Norvell and his entire staff and hire a new coach,
like $80 million,
$100 million to do the whole thing.
Which Mike in Florida gets fired first, McDaniel or Norvell?
McDaniel.
Honestly, I expected to come in today and see him fired.
Me too. And they came out, and then Florida State came out and said that they won't make a decision on Norvell till the end of the season.
Which, why?
I have no idea.
If you're going to do it, just do it, dog.
I really don't know.
It does. That Dolphins team, they quit. I can't remember the last time I saw an NFL team quit on the field.
Yeah, quitting. I've seen quitting in college a lot. Never in the
Oregon
professionals.
Oregon State did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, never in the professionals.
Not like that. They quit.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah, when's their bye week? That's probably what they're waiting on.
I mean, just do it, dude.
I don't know, dude. Just, ownership in Miami is pretty terrible.
It is.
Monday Night Football tonight. You can catch the Seahawks right here, home of the Seahawks. 105.1 The Fan, 1080, you know, whichever, however you want to listen to it. Stream it on the Odyssey app. Juicy, juicy football tonight, my friend. Very juicy.
Oh, buddy.
Dude, these could be playoff matches.
Are you going to complain about this one because they're on the same time again?
No, they're not at the same time. There's a three-hour gap.
No, we have a true doubleheader.
Yeah. A true doubleheader, as Russ likes to call it.
Yes.
What do we call it when they're going on the same time?
A twin bill.
There you go.
A twin bill or a pain in my ass.
Yeah. Or we could go with a double dip.
Yeah. Russ is very specific. He doesn't like doubleheader when they're going on at the same time.
Yeah, because it's not a doubleheader.
Yeah.
It's simultaneous. It's not a GD doubleheader.
What do you hate more, that
yes.
or the sanctioning or the legal tampering yes. window? He hates legal tampering.
I think you just broke me.
Yeah.
Legal tampering?
Yeah, so... Yeah,
if it's legal, it's not tampering. Yeah. If it's tampering, it's not legal. Yeah,
that is fair. That is a true point.
Because they have it in the free agency. They have the legal tampering window.
Yeah, you can legally break the law.
Yeah.
That's not breaking the law then.
It's kind of the NBA equivalent to what's that movie series with the... Were there 24 hours they're allowed to kill everybody?
Oh, The Purge?
Yeah, it's kind of like the NBA version of The Purge. Yeah. All rules don't exist.
Yeah.
I'm a little jelly of the East Coast tonight, as they're going to have live football on at 10 p.m.
That's pretty cool.
Why do you want that on a Monday night?
Because I stay up late.
No, you don't.
Well, not anymore, but I used to.
Well, see, I think of it in this regard.
I become an old man now.
Like when we get to the weekends and you get your Friday night football on your Saturday nights and your Pac-12s after darks and you know what I mean? In that situation, on a Friday or Saturday night, yes, it would be great to look up at 10 p.m. and seeing a brand new gall darn football game starting.
Hell yeah, brother.
I mean, we have that every weekend on Saturday here, out here.
Not at 10 p.m.
Oh, Pac-12 after dark, baby.
It's not a fresh game at 10 p.m., though.
Yeah, exactly.
Hawaii, baby. Yeah,
Hawaii's 9.
That doesn't count.
Come on.
There's a big difference between 9 and 10.
Come on now.
There is.
Come on now.
If I go to bed at 9, I'll wake up at 2 a.m. and can't fall asleep.
And look,
if I go to bed at 10, I'll wake up at 6.
And Hawaii doesn't count unless they got one hell of an opponent coming in.
Like Stanford. I watched that game.
And you won't ever get that time back.
Ever get that time back.
Stuff. Stuff out here.
Juicy little games tonight.
Mm.
These are like playoff matchups. These are like seeding matchups. You know, Houston's only 2-3, but that
Bucks,
team's rolling right now.
I'm here.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how the Lions respond after getting kind of boat raced last week.
It's a big game for both of them.
It's a really big game for both of them. I don't know what to think, man. Baker on the road. Who's not playing for the Bucks tonight? Do we know that yet?
Oh, I haven't looked at the injury report.
Do we know that yet? Because that's the real question, because the Lions are in good shape.
Pretty sure Bucky Irving is not playing, and then I think Godwin and Evans might be out.
Ekbuka?
Ekbuka.
Thank you.
Emeka Egbugba.
Arazarendo.
Yeah. Easy there, McIntyre.
Three games tonight. I'm very stoked.
All right, so questionable tonight. Egbuka, questionable. Godwin out. Bucky Irving. Let's see. I'm trying to see if anybody else is out. Mike Evans.
Egbegbo.
Yeah. Mike Evans out. Teddy Bridgewater is sick, so the backup is out. Zion McCollum, cornerback. Benjamin Morrison, cornerback, out. Oh, excuse me, questionable. God, they just did the blocking on this really weird. So they're still missing a lot of guys. What I don't see on here are any of their offensive linemen.
Hey, that's a plus. Baker's happy.
For the Lions, Terrion Arnold, Kirby Joseph, Avonte Maddox, DJ Reader are all out. Sione Vaki, let's see, left tackle Taylor Decker is questionable. Zach Cunningham and Khalif Raymond, questionable. So Lions secondary beat to hell.
As this texter points out, best from the north, best from the south. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do you like it?
My Packers pick is looking real shaky these days. Well, you notice that?
Have you looked at how tight the NFC North is right now, though?
Yeah.
Nobody's bad, but nobody's really running away either.
I know, man. Packers are a weird team.
They are.
I don't know.
One of the weirder teams in the league.
Well, I thought the Chiefs were weird, but no, it turns out they were just sloppy to begin with, because now they're real good.
Playing the Raiders, good for you.
Playing the Raiders, turns out, is really, really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mariners game 7 tonight. I'm stoked about this day.
That's what I'm most locked into.
I'm stoked about this day.
So, there you go.
I'm going to take the Lions tonight for fun.
What's a line in this game?
6.5. Detroit favored.
Give me the Bucks to cover.
Over, under 53.5. I'll take the over on that. Seattle 3.5-point faves against the Texans. The over-under is 41.5.
To be honest, that feels high.
Really? 2020?
Well, I mean, the Texans are holding teams to under 13 points a game.
That is true. And they are also scoring less than 13 points a game.
Just, you know.
So that would make sense.
I
would track, Danny.
I'm very interested to see how
your math is mathing. Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how Seattle does against this defense. This is the best defense in football.
Totally. But I also want to see, does their defense look like the best defense in football because they're playing the Houston Texans? That's what I also want to see.
Two really good defenses.
Yeah. This is playoff football tonight.
It's going to be nasty. Both these games are going to be nasty.
Both these games are going to be really nasty. You can catch the Seahawk game right here on The Fan, as we always play Seahawk games primetime. We'll be short a couple hours, but Suk is back. Rob is out, so we'll get you there, guys.
Short haul.
We'll get you there.
Short haul.
Tuesday, you'll get your primetime back, and you'll be stoked about it. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. We'll get you out on this. Have you seen the Grateful Dead stuff from the Ducks?
Yeah, it's fine.
As a deadhead, I don't like it.
I thought they were going to go further with it.
They should have done the Bears with like a duck face on the bear. Should have done that. I think the Steely, I'm just so used to like it being red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
That the green is really kind of throwing me off.
So,
and I hate the swoosh instead of the lightning
bolt. It's very reminiscent for me to the Blazers when they did the plaids. It's like, if you're going to do the plaid, go plaid.
Yeah, go full on.
Don't do plaid accents. Like, go obnoxious. If you're going to do something so far outside the box, go outside the box. Color outside the lines.
Yeah. Do something different.
Yeah, I mean, it's
something fun.
I mean, it is different, but it's like, it's subdued. Nothing about Grateful Dead or plaid is subdued.
Do you think people understand why there's Grateful Dead Night in Oregon?
0% chance.
Well, it's a pretty famous place in the history of the dead. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll catch you tomorrow. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Russ. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.